Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hi, welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 17. I have not had a dinner party yet, but I am practicing my cursive writing. And of course, this is in reference to last week's episode on New Year's resolutions. I had a little fun this week. I did a little experiment. What I did was I got all different colored post-it notes. And on all of the post-it notes, I wrote the same thing. Five little words. I like being with you. I like being with you. Oh, I put these post-it notes on the coffee maker, on the bathroom mirror, on the pillows, on the keys, on the refrigerator. I mean, you could not miss it. The post-it notes with, I like being with you, was everywhere in the house. I just wanted my husband to know what is important right now at this moment is I like being with you. Despite unlikable things, despite struggles, despite rough days, by being with you, by having you around, I'm a better person. And I want to convey to you that I like being with you. It was really so funny. He's picking him up. He's like, what the heck is this? I like being with you? You mean you don't love it? And each time he picked up another one, he laughed. And then I started to laugh. And he'd say, oh, thanks, doll. Can we understand that every day is special? That every day is an opportunity. What is our perception? What are we investing in? What do we care about? What is the best interest for this world and for us? Natalie certainly helped me with this simple gesture. I know that she used to write little, simple, encouraging post-it notes and leave it all over the office. It's in those simple gestures, a smile, a phone call, a text message, an email, opening up the door to somebody, starting a conversation, sharing laughter. It's in those little things we can demonstrate that inside of our heart, we have the presence of Jesus. What is important right now at this moment? I have someone who stands next to me, who shares my life with me, who shared our nightmare with me, who shares my faith, our goals, our dreams, our walks, our children. That's something big. We've all been given opportunities, and are you making the best of them? Are you making the best of your marriage, your home life, your work life? Natalie was given the opportunity to become the best swimmer she could be. She didn't waste it. Let's not waste it. Let's put forth our energy and our effort because every day is special. Here is our guest, Jay DeMayo. He is the strength and conditioning coach at the University of Richmond for the men's basketball team, the women's swim team, and I'm sure there's another sport or two. But Jay knows that Natalie was given an opportunity and she did not waste it. What you put in, you get out.
Hi, my name's Jay DeMayo. I am the head strength and conditioning coach at the University of Richmond. I've worked with the swimming and diving team for now the 12th school year, I believe. So that's how I met Natalie, was through training, dry land training for her swimming and diving career. Which, if you know anything about the swimming subculture, dry land training is sort of an interesting commodity with some of these individuals. Most of them, the first time they walk in and the first time they meet me, short guy with a shaved head and a beard, is it 5:30 in the morning? And it's the first time they've ever walked into a weight room. So there's this little angry guy walking around before the sun's even come up on a late August morning, and I'm what they run into in an environment that is extremely alien to them. But the thing that made her special as an individual when it came to this sort of alien opportunity was her perspective and understanding the situation and sort of the predicament that all of us were in, and that you get in what you put out, and understanding that things were so special in a sense that you only get one shot with the group you're with. So she wanted to make the most with that group, and that every day was special because not everyone has these opportunities that they were given. And the perspective coming back also towards me is understanding perspective of how things are taken and how you are inclined to be. You know, the first thing that I probably cognizantly see every morning when I get downstairs is a drawing that her and Christina Lewis made of what they envisioned being my living quarters. It probably is the furthest thing from accurate of any drawing that anyone has ever seen, although I would like the Lazy Boy that's in it. But the thing that you look around, I mean, obviously what their perception of me was, the initial thought of there's a television, obviously. There's weight equipment all over the place, and I'm pretty sure, just thinking back, that the bookshelf was made out of like Muscle Milk jugs. But then you look at all the books, and the books are all the weird quotes that I would say. The absolutely fantastic grammar that you learn living in upstate New York. You know, things that were comedic to us, but also were kind of what we were, if that rings a bell or makes any sense. So understanding that people's perspective of you may be that it may be some more of the smaller things than the bigger things. And then also understanding that that perspective needs to be external as well, because I think that the one thing that she did really better than a lot of the kids that not just that we've had but would probably ever have is understanding that everything that is being done for these student athletes is being done for them, and understanding that it's a lot of people that are invested and really care about what is going on for their best interest. And maybe at that day, their best interest might not be Jay walking around smiling and being the happiest guy on the planet. It may just be he's upset because he cares that much, that he's investing so much, that when the effort and the execution isn't up to par, that his perspective of how things are is different than someone else who may not be as invested in that moment. So understanding that that investment at each situation, in each moment, is unique, and the perspective on it needs to be to kind of sell out and to sell out and bring people with you with your effort, and to bring people with you with your energy is the best lesson that could be taught sitting here in the rack that she trained in for 4 years. You know, that it would be remiss to not really bring that across, that the moment is what is important, and understanding that how you attack the moment is what's going to allow you to drive and be successful, and that is what's going to leave an impact on people, and that's what's going to change the perspective of everyone around about you.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you so much. What is important? It's this moment. It is this moment right now. Am I simply letting people know that despite unlikable things and struggles and rough days, that I like being with you? Am I letting people know that in simple gestures and smiles and phone calls and emails and opening doors and laughing and making small conversation? Hey, put up that post-it note. I like being with you. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week. Sincerely, Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.